Hi, everyone. I'm Dan Halverson. Welcome to the Halftime and Pregame Show by USBN Sports. And I'm joined with former principal and also former head coach of the Anderson Redskins, Bill Harrison. Bill, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here, and I thank you very much for having me.
We kind of had a little interview. We're doing a little documentary, and we've kind of heard some of the things you're talking about. And refresh and let everybody, I'm not sure if everybody knows, how you got to your path to Anderson High School.
Well, I was coaching in West Virginia at the time, and I had a friend by the name of Nick Kovich, who was working at Anderson High School, and he knew that I wanted to make a change, so he contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested in coming to Anderson. I was in the school outside of Huntington, West Virginia at the time.
And you obviously been around Brownie. You're around Joe Miller, an assistant coach for Joe Miller. And after Joe quit coaching, you coached for 1 year at Anderson. Talk about that transition going from being an assistant coach to a head coach at Anderson.
Well, it was more difficult than I thought. We had some good athletes, and Anderson's always had some good athletes, but then at times not enough to play against some of the, the stronger teams. The year that I was there, we had played some very good games, but we could score, but we had trouble trying to keep the other team from scoring. Mount Healthy beat us like 28-27 and things like that. I had a quarterback with the name of Lane Hart, who was Steve was outstanding. In fact, I think Steve was the backup quarterback for the Jets for 1 year.
Really?
I remember, but I'm not sure. He had some, maybe the taxi squad and so forth, but just outstanding passer. And Bob Lewis over at Wyoming made a statement the night that we played. He said, Bill, he said, the way your team was looking, I thought you were going to be the team we'd be playing for the championship.
Wow.
But I got upset by a couple teams, and that didn't happen.
Well, back then also, I don't think a lot of people realize, is that you said the numbers were kind of down. A lot of the guys went both ways. They were playing offense and defense most of the time, weren't they?
Yes, and of course, you happened to play younger kids. You were playing rather than had several sophomores that had to play, and so a couple of them on defense, and it was difficult because of the lack of experience and on the defensive side of the ball, and we just couldn't hold the other teams from scoring.
So you had how many years were you assistant coach with Joe Miller, and how come you only did one season at football? Did you get back into the administration side then?
Well, at the time, I just didn't feel that I did a very good job, I'll be honest with you. I just felt that we could do better. I felt that we could get, I knew Carl Seymour was interested, and Carl was an outstanding coach. And after that 1 year, I was ready to make a move and look at the administration, and it wasn't long before they asked me about, would I take driver's ed, stuff like that, which I started a driver's ed program.
Really?
In the 60s, and
wow.
A few things like that, and it was hard to turn down the extra pay.
Yeah, I can understand that. So you obviously, there's some iconic names at Anderson High School, you being one of them in the Hall of Fame, Joe Miller being in the Hall of Fame, and Brownie being in the Hall of Fame. How was it being around those guys? Obviously, it influenced you, and it's influenced a lot of people at Anderson.
Well, as I said before, Brownie was just an outstanding person. He loved Anderson High School, he bled orange and black no matter what. And so he was he did a lot to keep things going, keep things moving. He coached every sport when the school first opened up. As I said, he was 1932, is when he came. Anderson, he made 1931, I'm sorry, because it opened in 29. Mm-hmm. And and he developed, of course, the athletic program entirely.
Right.
From its beginning. Then when I came, Joe had just taken over as head coach about 2 years or maybe 3 years before I got there. He and I coached together until of course, 69, I became the head coach. The 1 year.
So. Do you have a favorite story or a favorite thing with either Coach Brown or Coach Miller? Any one of those? You got a good story for us?
Well, a story that I didn't mention, most people don't realize is when we won our first championship in the Hamilton County League, a young man by the name of Bob Wilhoit, and Bob is still around, kicked a field goal in the mud at the end of the game to win the county championship.
Wow.
And a lot of people, I don't think, have heard that story. I believe that was a team of 61.
Really?
And I think Forrest Heiss, I think, was on that team. And, I don't hear people talking about that much or haven't heard much about it. And but it's a story that you remember. Funny story, I guess one of my players, Dr. Howard.
Yeah, Howard Bell.
Howard Bell.
Yeah.
In practice one day, I looked at the little hill that's back there beside the field, and I thought, you know, it'd be nice to run my boys up and down that hill. Make them, well, I was running up down the hill, and Howard got into a wasp nest.
Did he really?
So that was, I told him, lay down and roll on the ground. That Howard and I, we share that story every once in a while. It's just as you go back, and, you know, of course, Howard's a diehard Redskin fan, of course, will be.
Yeah, and his son ended up quarterback at Anderson.
Quarterback at Anderson, yes. Still supports Anderson very much, I think, both of them. And,
yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand. Everybody always talks about the 48 team because obviously that was the first undefeated team. Talking a lot about the 92 team that with Coach Soriano.
Yeah.
And like you said, not a lot of talks about them. People don't think no one knows a lot about it. So thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize that the league back in those days actually went from Anderson High School all the way to Harrison, to Taylor and Harrison. You traveled all over the city, and you had Princeton, Mount Healthy, Coleraine, Taylor, Harrison. You had all those teams, and North College Hill was in the league at one time. So, you know, as I said, the first time that they asked me to go on a scouting trip, they sent me to North College Hill. They said, go over somewhere over here to get to Galbraith or something and take Galbraith and stop, and you'll run right into North College Hill. Well, I stopped at Deer Park first because they had lights on. And by the time I got to North College Hill, it was the end of the first quarter.
That's funny.
I thought, how far do we travel to play?
So I don't know if you know Nick Tarpoff. I was talking to Nick
and he
was talking to bring about some memories that he had. And one of the things he said was the kids at Anderson were tough kids. And he said that his team that he had legit four guys that go Division One. But talk a little bit about like that. What Nick said is that he said he remembers a game that Coleraine players came and Coach came and said you guys hit really hard. How were the kids back then playing?
Well, the kids were pretty tough. You know, one of the things back in the 60s, where kids were not very big compared to what they are now.
220 on the offensive line,
right? Yeah, right. You know, we had a defensive end. He was tough. He played well. He weighed 129. So, you know, the whole thing has just changed, the size of the players and everything. I look at myself today and I think, my goodness, I'd had to play running back.
Right.
And yet I played tackle. Marshall University, and you know, the size, the speed, and everything has changed so much that the whole game has changed.
Yeah.
And of course, with a couple rule changes, it's made the game entirely different. I told somebody the other day, one thing I couldn't coach anymore, or I couldn't play anymore, because I was always taught to take my helmet and put it in the middle of the guy. Well, today they call spearing on me.
Right.
So the game's changed a great deal, and for the better, I think.
I didn't know that you were in the Marshall Hall of Fame. Talk a little bit about your time at Marshall and how that all went down.
Well, I of course was football. Was the captain my senior year and there and everything. And probably as much as anything, I had a pretty good football career, but had some offers to try to go to try out for pros, but. I had been in the military and everything, and I was already 26 years old, and I decided, you know, I've had my head banged around enough. I think I'll quit that. But the other thing, too, the wrestling coach, they started wrestling there, and the wrestling coach happened to be the line coach. So he came to me, and he said, I think this would be good for you. So I wrestled there, and my senior year I was undefeated up until tournament time, and I had pulled a stupid move, which you've been doing wrestling, found myself counting the lights. But I think that the idea of the wrestling and the football and everything combined was able to, when my name came up, the coach who had been there for a long time and a very good friend of mine, one of the players said that he said, I asked Coach Clegg who was the best lineman he had ever coached, and I was very proud of the fact that he said me.
Wow.
He said Bill Harris. He said Bill knew his assignments, knew what he was doing, never had to worry about him, and you know, that feels makes you
Heck
feel
yeah,
pretty good.
That is pretty cool. Yeah.
Is there any kids or any coaches or teams that you coached against, or kids that you coached that just stick out in your mind that you remember?
Well, of course, Lane Hart, quarterback on the year I coached, Mike O'Connor, running back, Skip Ryan, running back, others like the Potsmith boys, you know, there are some that stand out over the years. Middle guard by the name of Kalinda, he broke his leg about halfway through the season and still got honorable mention all league, but he was probably 135 pounds soaking wet. But, you know, kids like that, there's a lot of them that are very close. I said Howard Bell and some of the others of that, those times. And there are many, many others that I'm sure that I missed, you know. And you're there for, as I said, almost 10 years, 9 years as a football coach and wrestling coach and baseball coach. I was head baseball coach in 68. There's a lot of kids, you know, that stick out in your mind that are just outstanding kids, you know, and that's what I said. It was an honor to be at Anderson High School, and it's an honor to be considered a rich kid.
No, absolutely. And,
yeah.
And one thing, I know you were assistant principal, when I was there. How was it difficult or hard to be the assistant principal with your kids at the time?
I think it was tougher on my kids than it was on me. I guess the funny story was the fact that my son, when he was getting ready to start high school, and I said, do you want to ride to school with me? This was about a week or so before. He said, absolutely not, Dad. I don't want to ride with you. But the first day of school, who hops in the car with me to ride with is my son. So I'm sure that they found it more difficult than I did.
Yeah, I'm sure. So one last thing, and we'll let you go, and we appreciate you taking the time, is looking back at all the years that you've coached at Anderson and seen all the football teams and everything that's gone through, how amazing was it for you to see that Anderson winning a state championship? Was that something that just, I know to me as a former player, I broadcast the game and I was crying because I remember the lean years when I was playing, and to see my school playing at Massillon Stadium was pretty special. Was that pretty special for you too?
Very much so. When you get thinking about it, as I said earlier, all the years, people at Anderson, one of the problems we had in the early years that people were not truly dedicated to football or to most sports, probably more so basketball than football at the time. And you couldn't get the parents to join, and that's what you have to have. And we couldn't get them. They were there, but yet they didn't. For instance, if a player had two school events, well, he could go to whichever one he wanted, but he missed practice, practice. So the thinking was a little different.
Yeah.
And I think Vince solidified that. I think it began to change, and he was able to solidify that. I think that's a major change in all of it, is the fact that the parents begin to join, football became important, and the most important.
So. All right. Well, Mr. It's Bill Harris joining us, and I really appreciate taking the time to join us.
Again,
you're a true Redskin, and we know that, and you got a busy schedule, and like we said, we're going to go watch the UC game. So, but we appreciate you taking the time, and again, like you said, once a Redskin, always a Redskin.
By all means.
Yeah. All right, that's former coach Bill Harris joining us here. We'll be back with game action right after this.